الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled The Story of the Ancient House and Who Built It and Why It Was Built. After khutbah al-haja, I began saying that, oh people, verily the matter of this house is a very wondering matter. Millions of people direct their faces and millions of hearts turn towards it every year for hajj. So what is the story of this house? Who built it? And why it was built? Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala reported in his Sahih on the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he said, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, which mosque was built first on the earth? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Masjid al-Haram, meaning the Kaaba. Then he said, O Rasulullah, and then which? He said, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. He, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, then asked, how many years or what time was between them? He وسلم, said 40 years. And then he guided him to something very important. He said, wherever you are while the time of prayer, then pray. As the reward is there, meaning to pray at the time of the prayer, do not delay it until you reach the other destination, which is Al-Masjid al-Haram or Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And in Sunnah al-Nasa'i, it was reported with a chain that Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani in Fath al-Bari authenticated it. What proves that Sulaiman alayhi salam is the one who built Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. But there is a kind of doubt in here. Because the period between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sulaiman was about 1,000 years. And the Prophet said in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari to Abu Dharr, it was 40 years. So how come we match between these? The Imams of Islam already spoke about that, the like of Ibn al-Jawzi, Qurtubi, and Ibn Hajar. They said that Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sulaiman were not the people who established the two mosques first. But they rebuilt the masjid, the two masjids. They all said that the Kaaba was pre to Ibrahim alayhi salam, as well as Masjid al-Aqsa. It was said that the first one who built it, or built them both, was Adam alayhi salam by a command from Allah to build first the Kaaba, and then he went to Bayt al-Maqdis and built al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Some other saying said that the angels are the ones who built the Kaaba before Adam was descended to the earth. And it was built parallel to al-Bayt al-Ma'mur in the heavens, which every day 70,000 new angels come and worship Allah in that house, and then at the end of the day they leave it and never any one of them come back to it. But from the next day another 70,000 angels come back. So Allah Ta'ala knows best, and to Him we all going back to know the truth. But what has been authenticated
and reports it in the Quran as well as authenticated in the Sunnah that Allah Ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to take his son Ismail, the one he was waiting for more than 300 years, had no child until he left his land, Babel, which is Iraq, to Bayt al-Maqdis, to Palestine, before it was known by Bayt al-Maqdis. And he crossed Egypt on the way. So when he crossed Egypt, the king of Egypt was a taghut, someone who was calling people to worship him. And he used to take every beautiful woman for himself. As if she has a husband, he would kill him. And if she doesn't have a husband, he will take her by force. And Sarah alayhi salam was given half of the beauty which is given to the human being. Half. So if you gather all the beauty of the human being, it will equal the beauty of Sarah alayhi salam. So this devil tried to touch her with evil. But she asked Allah Ta'ala to protect her. And he was paralyzed, standing. Nothing moves from him except his lips and his eyes. So he said to her, ask your God to release me and I would not come back to that. But he was a liar. He did that 3 times. And in the 3rd time, he realized that this woman is protected. And then he called his assistants, saying to them, you brought me a shaitan, trying to accuse her, shaitan, while he is the big shaitan. And then he gave her some wealth, some gold, and gave her Hajar, who was a slave from amongst the Coptics. So Hajar went with Sarah, and they all traveled. Ibrahim, Sarah, Hajar, and Lut. They traveled going to Palestine. On the way, Hajar saw something very strange to happen from human that time. Piety, worship, cleanliness, purity, perfect manners and characters. It was Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife the believer and his nephew Lut alayhi salam, who later on became a prophet. Sarah said to Ibrahim, you like children. I give no children. You take this slave and enjoy her. Maybe Allah Ta'ala gives you a child with her. And it was as she expected or she wished. And he got the first child ever in his life when he was over 300 years old. It was Ismail. A while after that, when Sarah became very jealous, Allah Ta'ala commanded Ibrahim to take his son Ismail and the mother of his son Hajar to a place called Faran. Ibrahim never came to know it. Ibrahim is not from the Arab land, so he doesn't know the Arab land at all. But he was guided to the way, and he moved from Sham walking along with this woman who just gave birth and a new child walking, not in a caravan, not in an airplane. But today's people do not want to go for Hajj. Why? Selfishness. They don't want to spend any penny because they want either to go illegally which is a sin, or they want to save the money. So they don't want to go with a hamla or a groom, which can provide them the permit. Or they may enter the boundaries of Mecca without ihram, cheating the government, and at the same time breaking the Islamic law that Rasulullah ﷺ put, that Mecca should not be entered without ihram for whom ever having the intention for Hajj and Umrah. But they still do that. What for? Selfishness. They don't want to pay anybody. But at the same time, they may go spend these holidays somewhere that they spend maybe nearly about the same cost or more. Subhanallah. And gain sin. In Hajj, you get rid of the sins. There are loads of sins. Loads. But yet they prefer that. See to what limit Shaitan could not trick Ibrahim and his family, but he is not only tricking people today, he is doing whatever he wants to do with them. They are just obedient to him. They are just obedient to him. Subhanallah. So Ibrahim took his son Ismail and his mother Hajar to that place. Very poor place. No water. No vegetation. No animals. No birds. Nothing. Only solid rocks. Dry area. Very hot. He left them there. He left them for nowhere. But he was told that here gonna be the house of Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam turned back going to Palestine. When she saw him getting ready to leave them, she followed him and grabbed him. Ibrahim, to whom you leave us? But he did not respond. She repeated the same time. He did not respond. She then said, "Is it he, Allah, who commanded you so?" He then said, "Yes." She said, "Then go. Go. He, Allah Ta'ala, will not let us go astray. But He will guide us, He will protect us." Ibrahim moved until he came to the hill called Al-Hujun, known today by Al-Hujun, to the north side of Mecca. And he stood towards the Kaaba. Was no Kaaba there then. But he was told that there is the house of Allah. And he supplicated, with supplication that Allah Ta'ala told us in the Quran. He did not supplicate like many fathers, "Oh Allah, make my son doctor, engineer, pilot." No, look to the da'wah. Look to the du'a that he used for his family. And look to what Allah Ta'ala described the believers in their du'a in Surah Al-Furqan. And look to the people today. All what they are about, money, position. Money, position. Subhanallah. Like if they are just created for that. Knowing very well that they are soon leaving that behind, going to the grave. To the 1 meter by 2 meter hole. And the soil going to be thrown over it. But yet, even in the dua, very selfishness. Only dunya, only dunya. Subhanallah. He said, "Rabbana, inni askantu min dhurriyyati biwadin ghayri dhi zara." Subhanallah. When I decided to move to Medina, lots of relatives and friends came advising me as if I am foolish, stupid, doing something very wrong, destroying myself and my family. And everyone come to me and say, "Akhi, the children." So what's the children? What? So what? "I'm going to Medina." What is so beautiful in Jeddah that is not in Medina? Subhanallah. Look to Ibrahim. He did not take them to Medina in a building and air conditioning. But he took them to this area which no one is living there. No one. No one migrating to Allah by their hearts and by their acts. إِنَّنِي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ. I have made residency of my family in the valley where there is no vegetation by the ancient house of yours. What for? لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, so that they perform the prayer. Not so that they go to the beach. Not so that they climb the mountains and enjoy the scenery. لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. How many fathers today leave the house going to the masjid while their children are sleeping, are playing? They don't even care. And they say, they're children. Subhanallah. لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. This is the reason why Ibrahim left his family in this abundant place. And then he said, فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Oh Allah, turn hearts of people. Turn hearts from the hearts of people. From the hearts of people. Ibn Abbas said, if Ibrahim said, فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ, let the hearts of people turn to them, they then would be destroyed by the Romans and Persians and others, because the dua is for all. But Allah Ta'ala guided Ibrahim to say, أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ, from the people, not all the people. Meaning only the believers, and that's why today, who love Mecca? Who love Mecca and Medina, except the believers? And you see, many people who were born in Mecca, they leave it. Born in Medina, they leave it. They come to Jeddah, for example. And they prefer to stay in Jeddah, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Leaving Mecca and Medina. That is wrong, ya ikhwan. That is wrong. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَةِ, and sustain them from all the fruits and vegetables. And look to that. There is no place in the world can have the same quantities and qualities of vegetation and fruits, vegetables and fruits, like Mecca. It comes from Europe. It comes from America. It comes from the Arabian Peninsula. It comes from India. You see in Mecca, shops, restaurants, all Philippines, all Indians, all Pakistanis, all Africans. There is a huge number of Africans in Europe and America. And I go there regularly. There is one famous food called sire in Nigeria. I look for it in all those places I went to. They do not know it, even the Afro-American or Afro-European, they don't know it. But we in Mecca know it. We know it. Because Allah Ta'ala brought those people to Mecca. And those people brought their food with them. And taught the people of Mecca these things. Look at that. People from every corner of this earth, you see people in Mecca. Whatsoever gathering in the world, you cannot see like that. With their own tongues, with their mother tongues. You go to Mecca, you see people from all tongues. Chinese, Portuguese, Spanish, French, English, Urdu, whatsoever language you want, you find there. Show me any capital of any country in the world that can have such kind of gathering. Only this because of the dua of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And then Allah Ta'ala decreed that the dome of Ma'rib in Yemen to collapse. For a purpose, for a hikmah, for a hikmah, for a wisdom. It's not just like that. And all the land surrounded it flooded, destroyed. The people of those lands, in those lands, with their families, looking for a place, other place to settle. Look at that. From Ma'rib in Yemen until Makkah, there are, look to the huge land today, which is empty today. What about it that day? You pass by Jizan, you pass by Aba, you pass by all these places. Very beautiful places. But Allah Ta'ala made them not to hold those places. So they came to this very dry area. And there they saw birds flying over the area, circulating there. And they were wondering, what for birds fly here? Birds only fly where water is. So they sent someone, go and chase. See what it is. He came with the glad tidings. Yes, glad tidings. It is the news of what they are looking for. It is the news that for it, they've been tired all this journey. Now, when they have to settle. But look to that. A mother who newly gave birth, and a baby that is breastfed only, and water, nothing else. Now they can easily go and arrest them and turn them to slaves. That's how it used to be. When any people find somebody alone, weak, they take him or her as a slave. That used to be, slavery used to be like that. But because of their iman, because of her words, when Ibrahim left her first and she said, go, Allah will not leave us alone. For that, Allah Ta'ala now rewarding her. All those men from Yemen, strong men, well expert fighters, they came negotiating. Negotiating, can we sit? Can we stay with you here? She said, yes, you can. Of course, she wants somebody to come and, yani, at least yani, she can be with someone. She said, yes, but with a condition. I am the owner of this place. And you have to pay me for water. They said, yes, we'll pay you. Immediately they accepted. And they stayed there. Her son, Ismail, is not Arab. Ibrahim is not Arab. But he grew up amongst the Arabs. And he got the Arabic language much more fluently than them. Allah Ta'ala made him to know it even more than them all. And he became more fluent in it, even more than them all. With their all different dialects. He knew them all, as Rasulullah ﷺ was. So, he married from them. He married one of their women. And in one of the journeys, Ibrahim ﷺ told him that Allah commanded him to build up a house in here for him. Allah Ta'ala said, when he subhanahu wa ta'ala willed the son of Islam to appear once again after it was disappeared by the shirk during the time of Nuh alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. And remember when we showed Ibrahim the place where the house should be. This house was there. But with the flood of Nuh alayhi salam, which destroyed a whole earth, the house was destroyed as well. Because the house was destroyed several times. Several times. Then, Naam, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. We have shown Ibrahim the place where the house should be. Why? Allah Ta'ala said, أَلَّا تُشْرِكَ بِي شَيْئًا. So that you don't associate anything with me. Ibrahim alayhi salam. What about it today? People in Mecca try to worship awliya and their graves and Ahlul Bayt and what they call them ayat. They call them ayatullah and they are ayat shaitan. They worship them in Mecca. And subhanallah. Just yesterday, a friend of mine sent me a video clip on YouTube. Sufi is doing Hajj, and in Arafah, they are jumping up and down. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah. After all this light that Allah Ta'ala bestowed on this land, they still do that. And I hear my ear for not one time, but for more than once, twice, three times, in Arafah, when we come beside Rafida accidentally, we hear them at the midday of Arafah, at the midday of Arafah. Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, Ya Subhanallah. Now Allah Ta'ala brought Ibrahim from Babel to this land, saying to him, Allah tushrika bi shay'a. But they come to that place and do shirk. What is that? What is that? Challenging Allah or what? Even no politeness. No manners. Subhanallah. Imagine when someone comes to the middle of your house and make you hear what you don't like to hear. Imagine that. What type of punishment are you going to do with this person? Subhanallah. May Allah guide them. The stick of fire. So Allah Ta'ala showed Ibrahim the house. And he said, وَطَهِّرَا وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِي. And purify my house. Purified of what? There were no people there. Purified of the shirk. Of the shirk, do not leave any sign of shirk there. But Quraysh brought the shirk back there. On the hand of their mayor, Amr ibn al-Hayy, the mayor of Mecca. And was purified by the flood of Nuh alayhi salam. But yet again they brought him. So Allah sent Muhammad again to purify it once again. Ibrahim, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah 127, started erecting the house. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So Ibrahim and Ismail raised the house, the Kaaba. But to the limit that Ibrahim can reach, to the height that he can reach. And then he grabbed a big rock, and sticked it to the Kaaba and stood over it. That is Maqam Ibrahim. Which Allah Ta'ala didn't say in the Quran thousands of years after Ibrahim. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. What for? Ibrahim is well known of Tawheed. So to take where he stood as place to pray means remember the Tawheed. Do not fit any association. And then, this Maqam Ibrahim was adjacent to the Kaaba. From the, near the door, near the gate of the Da'wah, the Kaaba. Up until the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, when Muslims become in big numbers, so he found it when he was doing tawaf, obstructing the people's way. So he commanded to move it to where it is today. To where it is today. So, the house was finished.
established. Except one small place, one hole in the corner, that they did not find any piece of rock that fits there. Ibrahim said to Ismail, "O son, go find me a good sized rock that fits here." Ismail went and did his best. But Allah Ta'ala commanded all stones on the earth not to be good fitting that place. For a reason. It's not just like that, akhi. It's not just like that. We don't find it here. We import it from Italy or no. It is for a purpose, for a hikmah, for a wisdom. Ismail is looking somewhere and he came back with empty hands. But he found something strange. A very beautiful rock filled that place like if it is just for it. Exactly same size, no gaps. All the rocks they used as gaps except that one has no gap. And filled it like it was cut for that. And it was even more whiter than milk. As the Prophet ﷺ said, but it became black by the sins of people. By the sins of people. They commit sins after sins after sins. Not like what the Christians say, Allah has His Son slaughtered for the sins of human. What is this? Allah bless human with this rock from the Jannah. Allah bless the human with the gold from the Jannah instead of slaughtering Ismail. Allah would not slaughter His son if He has son. Allah Ta'ala, Allah is high exalted to have a son. So Ismail asked, "O father, from where you got this rock? Beautiful rock." He said, "Jibreel brought it from the Jannah." This is the Kaaba, standing as you see it today, as that day. Standing just to be the sign for Tawheed. So the people will always stick to Tawheed and their worships be only on Tawheed. Because wherever they go, they have to direct their faces to one single place. By Allah, if anybody face the house of Rasulullah in Medina, he will be in the fire. I swear by Allah, not a doubt, not maybe, definitely 100%, he is going to be with Abu Jahl, with Fir'aun. If he decides to take the Medina as a Qibla for him, or Baytul Maqdis as a Qibla for him, after the Kaaba was made a Qibla for Muslims. So all the Muslims, wherever they are, they have to direct their faces to that Kaaba. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. We see your face turning here and there to the heavens. Meaning, his heart is with Mecca, but the command is to face the Bayt al-Maqdis after migrating. So Allah Ta'ala said to him, we are going to direct you to the direction that you like. So turn your face, meaning from that day, towards the Masjid al-Haram. And wherever you Muslims be, you have to turn your faces to the Masjid al-Haram. Only the Masjid al-Haram. Hajj to Al-Masjid al-Haram, not to Qum, not to Qum, not to Karbala, as they say, that the Hajj to those places is much more blessed than the Hajj to the Kaaba. This is kufr, no Hajj to nowhere but to Al-Masjid al-Haram. No Hajj to nowhere, no Salah to any direction but to Al-Masjid al-Haram, to the Kaaba. The Kaaba that Ibrahim rebuilt, Adam rebuilt, the angels built it. That's why it is called ancient house.
جعل الله الكعبة البيت الحرام قياما للناس. الله تعالى says in سورة المائدة آية 97, Allah has assigned the Kaaba, which is البيت الحرام, قياما للناس. It is standing all the time, erecting all the time for people to direct their faces to and to make tawab around. No tawab around any grave. Whoever makes tawab around the grave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is committing a bid'ah, and if he believes that it is from the deen, he's committing a shirk. If he doesn't know, it is a bid'ah. Rather that they make tawaf around the awliya in India, in Pakistan, in Sudan, in Morocco, in Egypt, in here, in there. Rather than they make tawaf around the kafir, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi in Iran. Big grave called Baba Shuja' al-Din. Amir al-Mu'mineen Baba Shuja' al-Din. And they go there, make tawaf and dua. Subhanallah. So it is the most secure place for people who are terrorists. It is the place where it is safe for those who are escaping from harms. So Allah Ta'ala made it to be granted in the hearts of the believers and highly respected. And they have made it to be forbidden for anything wrong to be done there. And whoever come to it would be protected. Finish. As Rasulullah said when he conquered Mecca, من دخل المسجد الحرام فهو آمن. Whoever he is from the kuffar who killed the Muslims, whoever entered the Masjid al-Haram, he is saved. Finish. No revenge. Finish. This is the Masjid al-Haram. I'm wondering how people come there and harm people, push people, hit people, belittling people, stealing properties of people, subhanallah, doing even much worse. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 125, وَإِجْعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. And we have made the house مَثَابَة. مَثَابَة means a place that people repeat, yani come to it time after time. Yani whoever comes to Masjid al-Haram for Umrah or Hajj, believe me. Believe me. He will cry when he is leaving. And he would wish to come back to it. He will find no place such that. And amna, security. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah 67, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيَتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِينَ. Have they not seen that we have made this place amin, safe? Haram means boundaries. And people are kidnapped from around it, surrounding it. Killing. Kidnapped as slaves. All around Mecca. Used to be like that. And even until today, Mecca is very secure. It's not by police. It's by security from Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala put in Mecca. Look to those who praise the destroyers. Yet until today somebody praised your iman. Who captured Mecca, the Kaaba. The Kaaba. For 17 days, no salawat. No tawaf. No sa'i. And they still praise him. Subhanallah. They praise Dawahiri and Bin Laden who say and motivate people to bomb and do whatever. They still praise the Rafida who in year 1407 they came and bombed and killed people in Mecca. They praise the Qaramita who came on the 10th of the Hijjah in year 300 and something and killed the Hujjaj around the Kaaba. Subhanallah. And they criticized the Saudi government. Oh, they are not implementing Islam. It's implemented as here. Show me where it is more secure than here. Even where the Council of Security of the world is, there is no security. أقسم بالله. There is no security. No one can walk in that city where the United Nations office, where the Security Council office is, no one can walk after 8 o'clock in the evening and feel secure. Here, أخي, رحم الله الشيخ مقبل. He said, when I came to Mecca after many years from bandit, he said, I never thought it is like that. I go 3 o'clock in the morning from my hotel walking to Al-Masjid Al-Haram and not being bothered, but salams are given to me, subhanallah. But yet they praise the Khawarij, Anwar Awlaqi, etc. Take names, lots of names, and they criticize the Saudi government. Subhanallah. This government, which is the most religious government today. Even Taliban is not like. You don't see any grave worship here. You don't see any bid'ah committed here. Not allowed. Not allowed like that. It is the only country where the government assigns and pays salaries and money and this and the properties for something called religious police. It's the only one. But yet, they don't like that. Look to how much money is spent to serve the pilgrims and visitors of the two holy mosques. Billions and billions and billions of dollars spent on there. Subhanallah. And then, I said, oh people, respect the house of your Lord. Keep the right of it. And show the respect on your tongues and your actions, your sayings and actions. And avoid any type of destruction in that land. Any type. Subhanallah. People go to Mecca and smoke cigarettes. Subhanallah. You go to Mecca, the land of purity, purification, purity. Smoke? A'udhu billah. What is that? Where is the iman? Where is the heart? While it is not allowed to break the trees in the street of Mecca. You are not allowed. And you are not allowed even to tell the birds in Mecca. What about telling people living in Mecca or those visitors to Mecca, harming them? Subhanallah. And even those who serve the Hujjaj, even those who serve the Hujjaj, try to please the Hujjaj, even if it is your oppressive self. For that, these are the visitors of Allah and visitors of His house. And look to what blessing that Allah Ta'ala is going to give you in this world and in the hereafter. And avoid to commit any sins in there in Mecca. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 25, وَمَن يُرِدْ فِي بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْفٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. Whoever just wish, Ibn Abbas said that this ayah is for a man, yani for a man like a man in Yemen, in Sana'a, and he intends to come to Mecca and do something wrong. Just intention. Allah wish, if he doesn't repent. What about coming to Mecca and harming the people? Subhanallah. And then I ended up this khutbah by praising Allah to grant us and make us from those who respect the house of Allah. And I began the second khutbah by saying that, by praising Allah and sending peace and blessings upon Allah's messenger, his family, his companions. And then I said, oh people, after Ibrahim has finished establishing the house, by the command of Allah, he was commanded once again with another command. It is to call all people, all mankind, to come for Hajj. Ibrahim said, oh my Lord, to what extent can my voice reach? He said, Ibrahim, your duty is to call, and our duty is to convey this message. And until today, the message is still conveyed to every soul that Allah Ta'ala will become, this soul become Muslim. From anywhere in the world. From anywhere in the world. The message was conveyed even when they were at the backs of their fathers. And once they grow up and become Muslims or practicers, their main goal is to come to Mecca. There are people in China, in Eastern Asia, in Africa, they won't work in any work for around 50, 60 years. Every day, every month, they take one small bit of their small salary aside, save it. Until after 60 years, when they are maybe 60, 70, 80 years old, then when they can have the cost of Hajj. So they come to Hajj. Bended back. We see them every year. See the love of Hajj in this beautiful house. While many people living here, they don't go for Hajj. Or they want to go illegally. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala said to Ibrahim, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرَ. Here Allah Ta'ala said to Ibrahim, and call people, they will come, they will respond to your call for Hajj. They will come walking. They will come walking. And they will come riding whatsoever means of transport. And they will come from every way in huge numbers. Look at it today. The Saudi government is willing to have all those Muslims who wish to do Hajj this year to accept them. But where are they going to put them? Where are they going to put them? They are trying now to build up buildings so they may take more people to come. And they are coming from all around the world. They are coming. What for? So that they remember, yani do the remembrance of Allah in certain days. For that He, Allah Ta'ala, bestowed them with behemoth and animal, cows and sheep and goats. What, is this the only blessing that Allah gave us? Is this the only system that Allah gave us? For that, we have to go there and thank Allah Ta'ala. What about all these beautiful houses, electricity, ACs, carpets, beds that the emperor of Rome at that time never dreamed to sleep on one of our poor people beds today. Sleep high, sleep breast, sleep side. They did not, even the emperor that time, never imagined that one day there will be a bid for him like that. Not for poor Muslims today. See the blessing of Allah. Why? We have to think why. Are we better than Muhammad and Ibrahim and those people? Or it is more trial? That we have to show Allah that we are grateful and dutiful to Him. By fulfilling all worships we can. Any and every worship we can. And then this call is for what? It is to keep the tawheed in heart. And now look, even those who cannot go to Mecca, they are told if you fast the day of Arafah, your sins of past year, of last year, will be forgiven. Just for them to feel the same feeling, to have the same feeling. Today, I was in Tobago just a week ago, and I was in a house of one of the brothers, and mashallah, I see Mecca and Medina 24 hours, inside the mosque, outside the mosque, people coming, going, the Salah, the Adhan, people, subhanallah, there at that far, 6,000 miles away from Jeddah. 6,000 miles away from Jeddah. And I was sitting on the couch, watching this on TV, seeing live pictures, live links, direct from Mecca and Medina. And it is 24 hours. 24 hours. Subhanallah. So they can have the same feeling as people in Mecca. Allah Ta'ala say, to strengthen the feeling and understanding and belief of Tawheed. This is the only thing, this is the only purpose for us to be created. To fulfill Tawheed. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Tawbah ayah 3, وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولَهُ. It is a call from Allah and His Messenger to all mankind on the day of Al-Hajj Al-Akbar. What is that? Some ulama said the day of Arafah, and some ulama said that the 10th of the Hajjah. And whatsoever, the day of Arafah is a major day. All the Hujjaj are in one place. All the Muslims around the world fasting. On the day of, on the 10th of the Hajjah, the Hujjaj are doing many different forms of worships. Look, slaughtering. For whom? The sake of Allah only. While many Muslims around the world slaughtering for the Wali. Slaughtering for the Wali. What for? To free yourself from the shaitan. While at that day many people are around just obeying the shaitan. Going for shaving. What for? To get rid of the hair that might have witnessed any sins. And then performing tawaf al-ifadah. What for? It is to establish the tawheed again and again in your heart. That only one, there is on this planet that people can surround around. That is the Kaaba. So when you go there on that day, now look to those who are not performing Hajj. They have done Salat al-Eid, Takbir, on that day, and they slaughter their Udhiya, Qurbani, now, wherever they are. All this to establish the Tawheed. Establish the Tawheed. But the enemies of Islam, still deceiving the Muslims, making them to understand that the Wali has right, akhi. What is the right? Yeah, of course we say definitely the Wali has right. But what is the right of the Wali? To worship him? To supplicate to him? To slaughter for him? Subhanallah. His right is to, if he calls to the Haqq, you obey him. And he's a Wali. But if he calls to worship himself, like I visited a grave in the UK. In the UK, Muslim, they complain that they're Muslim. They claim that they're Muslim. Call Muhammad Abdul Wahab Siddiqui or Muhammad Siddiqui Abdul Wahab, something like that. His grave is half inland, half out. Surrounded by a wall and dome. And a sign on the entrance is both. If you have any need, you just come to me and ask me because I'm the mediator between Allah and His creation. Mediator, death and buried in the land of Kufar. Subhanallah. Akhi, if you are a mediator, true mediator, ask your Lord to bring you to Medina, Baqiyah. Everyone wishes to go to Baqiyah. Why you are there in the land of Kufar? People play music around you, people drink khamr around you. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala said to confirm the call of Tawheed. As he said in Surah Al-Imran ayah 97, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And it is upon mankind. And it is obligatory upon mankind to perform Hajj for those who are able to and who disbelieve. Disbelieve meaning the one who does not perform Hajj, considering it is not wajib. However, some of the Salaf did used to consider the one who does not perform Hajj, if he is able to, they consider him kafir, like Umar, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Abdullah ibn Umar. Umar and Ali, when they were the Khalifa, they sent to all the governors to check people. Whoever able to perform Hajj and he does not perform Hajj, take jizya from him. They are not Muslims. Meaning Hajj Fariza, the first Hajj. Not the optional Hajj. Ibn Umar says, if I have a neighbor who is able to perform Hajj and he does not perform Hajj and he dies, I would not do Salat Janazah on him. Why? Because he considered him kafir. So this is very dangerous, Ikhwan. Although, we don't take the opinion that says that he is kafir, meaning major kufr out of Islam, but yet, it is very dangerous. So anyone has ability to go perform his Hajj, obligatory Hajj, let him to go. And even optional, akhi. Allah Ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ said, تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة. Perform Hajj and Umrah frequently. As this will remove perversity and sins. Exactly like the fire removes all the rubbish from the gold and silver and metal. Look at that. Why, akhi, you don't go for Hajj? Oh, I'm working, I'm on duty, overtime. What for, akhi? Are you in debt? Just go for Hajj or Umrah, that's it. Wallahi, it will go like that. It will go. You work, earn money, and it will be spent, and you have another loan, another debt. So we have to look to what benefits us. Hajj and Umrah is to establish Tawheed. Allah Ta'ala said, and Allah Ta'ala warned us against shirk, as you hear the ayah of Surah Tawbah. And he used the term Hajj. وَأَذَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ. نعم. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala also warned us from the mediation of shirk. What is the mediation of shirk that leads to shirk? The fisk, the sins. Other sins, not shirk, but it is sins. Now, Allah ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah ayah 197, Al-Hajju ashhurun ma'lumat. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ بِإِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ ولا جدال في الحج. Hajj are well known months. So whoever declare Hajj on these months, then he should avoid Rafat. What is Rafat? Rafat, the ulama say that the introductory of sex. Not itself, only the introductory. Looking, talking to your wife, not talking any normal talks, but any love talks. This is not allowed for Hajjaj. Why? This weaken you, making you weak, and you want to be strong in Iman. Now, wala fusuq. What is fusuq? The ulama said fusuq is any other sin in speech or in speaking or acting. Whatsoever is disliked by Allah. In ihram and outside ihram. In hajj and other than hajj. Like looking to the haram. Smoking. Using whatsoever harm you. Tobacco or whatsoever. Drugs. Stealing. Arrogance. You look to people like they are nothing. harming people, all this not allowed. Cheating. No? Backbiting, slandering. They go to Hajj and all the time. What is wrong? Only backbiting and slandering. Backbiting and slandering. Akhi, you keep your mouth busy with dhikr. ولا جدال في الحج. No debate in Hajj. No debate. You just enjoy the good. If they accept it, alhamdulillah. If they don't, alhamdulillah, you go. You do not see the debate. No, this, that. No, no, that's wrong. That's wrong, Akhi. Don't let the shaitan waste your time in the best places and best times. And as Allah Ta'ala commanded the Hujjaj to say the talbiyah at the beginning, which is the sign of tawheed. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la shirik. This is tawheed. It's the, as He commanded them to continue saying that at the beginning of Hajj, He, Allah Ta'ala, commanded them to do remembrance of His in the middle and at the end of the Hajj. Why? Because remembrance is also a way to perform dhikr, to perform tawheed and to stable on tawheed. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, 198, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتِ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. In Arafat itself, Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, what should I say if I am in Arafah? He said, the best of what I said, me and the prophets before me, in the day of Arafah, لَا إِلَّا شَرِيكَ لَوْلَا الْمُلْكُ وَالْحَمْدُ وَعَلَىٰ كُلْ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Tawheed. La ilaha illallah, this is tawheed. And then he said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in Surah Al-Baqarah 200, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. And when you finish your manasik by, on the 10th day of the Hijjah, slaughtering, stoning, shaving, tawaf, you have finished your manasik. Now you become halal, as normal, as before. Now don't forget the remembrance of Allah. Not because you came back to the normal clothes and perfume, and now you can speak to a woman and maybe you can enjoy her if you wish. Not because of that now you forget the remembrance. La. And go back to TV channels. And yani, subhanAllah, I visited one of the compounds in Mecca. Sorry, in Mina 1 year. And it was sudden that there are TVs. SubhanAllah. In Mina. TVs, not to see the jamarat, no, to watch the sins. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala said that He, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, has obligated all this for your benefit. Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 28, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, so that they witness something good for themselves. What is this manafi'? Some of the ulama said, business. You can't do business in Hajj, no problem. No problem to do business in Hajj. You take something with you and you sell it there, no problem. Now, you buy something there and you sell it there, no problem. And at the same time, the manavi', the greatest manavi', is the removal of the sins and the high reward that you are given. And the blessings. Now, the khutbah by saying, by supplicating Allah Ta'ala to take us from those who reach His pleasure and from those who are entered to His boundaries, and to make us from those who knew Him and fear Him, and to distance us from those who opposes Him and disobey Him. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next Friday we're going to speak about the Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how can the person perfect his Hajj. May Allah ta'ala extend our lives to them with iman and tawheed and sunnah. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ali sahbihi. Any question? Tafaddal. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi. There's one here. You go. Oh, this is نعم. When I go to Medina, لا دراسة الحمد لله. Yeah, جدا إن شاء الله. There are some of the brothers graduates and there are some others إن شاء الله. They can إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله. نعم. I think explained it, didn't I? Right. Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ. There is a call from Allah Ta'ala, from Allah Ta'ala to the human, to mankind, from Allah and His Messenger, on the day of الحج الأكبر, which as we said, either be on Arafah or the following day, 10th of the Hajjah, that Allah and His Messenger are free from the mushrikeen. So they, even if they go for Hajj or they are in Mecca, they are not from Allah Ta'ala, not from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the meaning of it. That is the meaning of it. The meaning is that Allah Ta'ala is free from the mushrikeen as well as His Prophet. Even if they are relatives of Prophet or relatives of us, as Allah Ta'ala said about Ibrahim in the other ayah. Na'am. No, I said Allah Ta'ala warned us against shirk in Hajj as this ayah. Na'am. And as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he sent Abu Bakr as-Siddiq as the Amir of Hajj on the 9th year of Hijrah, he then sent after him Ali radiallahu anhu to declare to the people that no mushrik is allowed to get into Mecca from now on. So no shirk after Mecca was cleared of all forms of shirk. As Allah Ta'ala cleared Mecca from shirk and cleared the worship for us, yani from all shirks, all forms of shirk, He Allah Ta'ala warned us against what can lead to the shirk, which is the sin and bid'ah, of course. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 197, Al-Hajju ashhurun ma'lumat, faman farada fihinna al-hajja fala rafath, wala fusuq, wala jidal fil hajj. These three things may lead to shirk. May lead to shirk. Rafath meaning the sexual desire. Fusuq, the arrogance. Arrogance. Usually arrogance leads to shirk. Makes one come out of the boundaries of Islam. And jidal, debate. Debate makes also heart too solid, too hard, so the light of Tawheed does not enter. That's why Allah Ta'ala stopped this. Although these are not shirk, but they can lead to. One after another, after another, after another, that becomes so hard like the Yahud heart, that no light can get through. And that's why you see the Yahud are the least number of people coming to Islam. You see Hindus, you see Sikhs, you see Buddhists, you see Christians come to Islam. But the Yahud, maybe for 1 million other religion come to Islam, maybe you find one. Maybe. I doubt it. Because their hearts are so hard. So sorry, Allah Allah. No question. طيب. الحمد لله. صلى الله وسلم يهاب. Okay, مزدمع. خيمة. الله المستعان. It is not allowed. Religiously, and from the Sharia, it is not allowed. It is not allowed. So these people are wasting their time, destroying their hasanat, and ending sins. Where? In the place where they're supposed to be now, getting rid of sins. There in Mecca, in Mina, the person should be able to get released from all the sins, previous sins. But instead of that, as you said, watching TV channels, playing cards, playing whatsoever. Subhanallah. That's loss, a big loss. That's a big loss. Allah. Right. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.